So it's 27th of June 2024. The weather is pretty good. It's let's see, in Fahrenheit, our location is the highest maximum temperature 89 degrees and low 79, and it's cloudy today, and it is 8 a.m. and 81 right now. So our monsoon season in northern India has arrived. Nozomi will return home on July 1st, and there will be many wonderful things that is continuing to take place, good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in it. So we are walking in that step by step. He is ordering our steps, which is good. He knows the way. I remember some years ago I decided to record the audio recording, sharing of Indian believers who come visit my home. Sometimes five, sometimes four, sometimes 10, 12. We're trying to keep it smaller size. Smaller size is effective. It's more personal basis, and each one could share, speak, whatever God is putting in their heart. They have a plenty of time to share, and for me to share personal basis. And we did this recording. As time went on, various people wanted to receive these sharings. They came to know from somebody that I share, or someone who comes to me and tells me, I want to contact you, please give me your phone number. So individuals who had shown interest, I put them in the audio recording list or group that I would send these audio recordings. This was one of the things that God put in my heart to do, and I continue with it. I don't send every day these audio recordings, perhaps once in 10 days or so. And God inspires me to share particular ones because I have so many of the groups who visited me whose audio recordings, testimonies, I have not shared yet. But at certain time, I inspired to listen to some of them, and God inspires me to share that, send that particular group's audio recording. Every one of them is great, but God shows me exactly which one to share. And God shows me, I mean, it's not like audio voice I hear or anything like that, but I'm strongly inspired to send that one. So that's how it is. And also with the audio recording of English audio recording, like our Skype fellowship here of the past weeks and so forth. So executing on those things that God inspires us to do, and for example for me, inspires me to do, gives great results. That I saw. I'm not visiting everywhere and teaching everyone, running around. I'm not doing that because I am not inspired to do that these days. In the past, it was perhaps different, but as of this time, I get calls from various leaders who desire to come to my home and bring their leaders and ask me when that would be. And I would say such and such day and such time. Normally I say 11 a.m. And they come, and that keeps going on. God is bringing the airplane to my airport. God is the control tower, and He is bringing those who are desirous of come and spending time with me. And there I hear from them, wonderful worship of God taking place. At so many places, God is multiplied. Villages, towns, districts, states, and other countries also. So the exponential effect is taking place right now. Just like it's written in the book of Acts, God added to the church daily such as should be saved. By hearing these testimonies from different groups that visit me, at least two or three groups visit me every week, that I could say tens and thousands now of them are being saved daily. And laborers also being ekbalo to the fields of these individuals who are expecting God to ekbalo, beseeching the Lord of harvest to ekbalo the labors to that person's harvest ready fields. So I continue to share. I also get to share during that one group's visiting at my home after everybody shared. And I am given the opportunity to share the right doctrine, practical things, praxis, a book of Acts, praxis, and practice. So practical information that if they want, they can practice the right way, which is so simple that small children can also practice, do, and elderly people can also do. So we have visitors of young children and elderly people at my home, hear them speak with enthusiasm, enthuse in God, enthuse inspired, wonderful things, and confession. They also recognize confession, to speak those good words, not to speak the words which are given from the world, but to speak those words and perspective that God is giving to them, heavenly perspective, and speak confession unto wholeness. Always God is taking our eyes to the wholeness, because our words are powerful. We are seated at the right hand of God, powerful, and the right way. We do not walk by sight, like, oh, there are some John the Baptist's disciples out there, or I don't see any hungry people around here, so I think I'll go to those individuals that I know, my acquaintances, my such and such, or church, local church, and there may be someone who's interested in this doctrine, the right way. We don't walk like that. Initially, some of us also, in the beginning, and maybe even now, I don't know, here in India, Nepal, and other countries. For example, Gulab Singh, when he moved from Delhi to his home estate near the airport, his then new house, He's from that state, the mountain state, and he has many relatives, friends, acquaintances. So that's what he thought. I know so many. So he started to visiting relatives, acquaintances, friends, both in the plain and the mountainside initially, and he saw no results. He moved into the visible side. God is showing us we don't walk by sight, visible, what we can see, but we walk by faith. Just shall live by faith. And faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word from God. So God gives us the faith. So we walk by faith. And faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So God is already said, harvest is plenteous. And we are to beseech the Lord of harvest, because so many harvest-ready fields, so we want more and more laborers. And those days, Glad Singh would visit my home, which was then in Delhi, Western Delhi. And I used to have leaders fellowship, not only regular fellowship, but I had leaders fellowship once a month. So Gulab Singh will travel many hours. Those days it took more time because still there was no highway, express road, that kind of thing between his home and Delhi, and participate in leaders' meeting. He was a little frustrated that he was not getting results. But we encouraged, I encouraged, that give your desire to God, because they're there, so He will provide. He will see and provide. Don't move into the visible side. Don't lean onto your own understanding. Maybe by visiting such and such individuals I know and seems to be interested in spiritual things, stop doing that. But give it to God. Ask and you shall receive. Like that. And stop moving in the flesh, which we feel like doing, and we do, because we want to see the results. But do it in God's right way, spiritual way. God has given us the Spirit of God and Kingdom of God rule. He's revealed to us Kingdom of God rule. And we can now do that, practice that. So, one of those days, after having visited leaders' meeting several times, apparently he did that and he shares, he gives this testimony that he made that decision, that he was not getting any results, visiting his relatives, plenty of them out there, and friends and acquaintances. He decided to take it to God, his desire, and expected him to just do, and stop working hard. From that time onwards, the interested people started to call him, desire of him, either visit him or really desire him to visit them. And one by one, labor kind of individual popped up, and signs, wonders, and miracles began to multiply, because these individuals who contacted Love Singh, they had expectation, desire, and they received. They were ready. Such as should be saved. Those were the ready ones who continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine. That kind of individuals. So, that was Glad Singh. And he continued, and now this past about 22 years or so, 20 years, 24 years, 22 years, many laborers, back-to-back leaders, meetings are taking place there, leaders strong in doctrinally, and they're producing like Jesus with 12, and then this 12, then 70, and multiplied. Stephen also had similar kind of experience. He had fellowships and therefore leaders, he thought, in Delhi. But those days, Blav Singh's Uttarakhand state was moving strongly, and Bhupinder in Kanpur was moving strongly, but not in Delhi. Basically, these three areas we saw the outreach. 2004, 5, 6. One day Stephen comes to me and share the status of what's happening, and that there was no hot outreach. And he would visit his fellowship leaders' homes, or when their fellowship is happening that particular day, he would visit and help that leader to really practice the right way. But he was not seeing any changes. So, what year was that? Now I forgot. 2008, 2009. Yeah. 2000, must be 2007. Yeah, it must be 2007. Because from 2008, many things started taking place through Stephen. So 2007 somewhere, Stephen comes to my home and share with me then current status. And I understood certain things. And I said to Stephen, if I were you, I would stop visiting these fellowships then and leaders. I said, it looks like they were not the ones, especially the leaders, main leaders. They're not the really the laborers. So I told him, even though you want to go and help them, under shepherd them, spend time with them to communicate and encourage them so that they would really take off, stop doing that. As far as I'm concerned, you have no laborers. And think this way, you have nobody. When you have nobody, no laborers, then you want a laborer, at least that kind of person. But as long as you think there are so many believers, so many acquaintances, possible kind of people, I would think will turn to the living God, I would be moving into that direction, and the same status will continue on and on, and it will eat your ears, time. Not the physical, like ears, but year, time. Days and month and years. And which was happening with Stephen. And he decided to come to my home. So when he was ready to hear, he came. Because he was seriously, really want to see that turnaround. And I said, okay, now you think you have no believers, no laborers, no one. Then what do? If you really think there's nobody, no labor, no outreach, then what do? You will not move to them. you're not going to spend time now with these visible individuals because you have none. Then you will have now inclination to really go to God. Now you go to God to give you that one person, one labor. So basically, this was the essence of what I shared with Stephen. He went home, not long time later, but shortly after this, Stephen's visit. Yeah, and another thing I said was, you continue with your fellowship, your home fellowship. You don't go to their fellowships that you have been practicing, visiting, trying to help them. So now you focus on your fellowship, and that time then family fellowship. His younger brother, older brother, and their families and mother and father, they had weekly fellowship and desire from God. The growth, labors, and so forth. Shortly after his visit to my home, Sharma started coming to his fellowship. There's a background, you know, of why Sharma came. Another wonderful testimony behind that. But Om Prakash Sharma started coming to Stephen's fellowship. And through Sharma, in 2008, began the outreach in West Bengal, many miles away towards the southeastern side by the Bay of Bengal. Through that one person, Sharma, one, and another person also started coming to Stephen's fellowship, Dilip. He's from Muzaffarpur, Bihar state. And through him, the mighty outreach in Muzaffarpur and many now parts of the state of Bihar, Nepal also, and other states. Manoj, Dilip's younger brother. So that connection was made. And through Sharma's brother-in-law, Deepak's wife, Sushima, they also start coming to Stephen's fellowship. And Sushima worked in a factory with Rahul, who is from Gaya. Through him, mighty outreaches taking place in Bihar, Jharkhand, many places, Punjab, Mumbai, I think, yeah, Orissa, West Bengal, many places is going on mightily. So Rahul's father's side sister, aunt, was working with Sushma. So that aunt started coming to Stephen's fellowship. So at that time, it's not many, but they were laborers or connection to the mighty laborers. So incredible turnaround took place after Stephen visited me in 2007. And he must have received that, what I said, and received that logic. That I have nobody right now, no fellowship, nothing. So therefore I want one serious labor, a serious fellowship, outreach. How this already feels. And then these individuals received the doctrine, which is to turn to living God and be led by God, not led by the leader, but led by God. So some practical things like this, and big thing about everywhere that they're practicing. Thus, they are extremely prosperous everywhere, from poverty to prosperity. We continue to share the benefits, good news, poverty to manifesting prosperity. I wish above all things, God's desire above all things, thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul to prosper. God gives us this wisdom to sow seed. As God blesses us, and God will give us the inspiration, the seed for sowing. God gives us the seed for sowing. He will show us, and He gives us the benefit of why we sow seed. Honor God with substance, money. Because God wants to open the windows of heaven and shower upon us blessings, all grace to abound. He can work mightily, 1,000,000% for me to do, bring to pass His good pleasure. So we communicate these benefits, speaking tongues, benefits. It's not like we said, you must do this, you do this and that. But God inspires us to share these benefits. He's already made it available. Now you manifest. You have the Spirit of God, so you manifest. When you receive the Holy Spirit, lambano. Use it. Manifest it. Evidence it, not just keep it dormant. Do not keep your wealth dormant in the bank in heaven, your account in heaven. Bring it down here upon earth for that purpose, that we are happy, happy, prosperous life, that's happy. And it is definitely connected with materials, materials. All these things shall be added unto you. God wants to bring it into manifestation in each individual life. So believers are happy. Believers are seeing the turnaround from debt, poverty, and living as a tail level life. But when they would receive gladly, start practicing these things, they will be life of head. Not the tail, but head. Blessed are you when you go out. Blessed are you when you come home. Blessed is your field, business. Everything blessed, blessed, blessed. So, now we are in the position to able to hearken to the voice of Jehovah God. We have God's Spirit, so we use it and we will know. And He orders our day. We can be at rest. He brings the good works to execute, for you to execute. Could be washing dishes, could be cleaning your home, or somebody calls you and desire to know something, or, you know, conversation, and God inspires you to share something. So our day God has ordered, and we know that my day is not wasteful day. No waste for my day. There's no because of this it's not happening. Because of that it is like this. No because of. Actually, because of God, we have wonderful day. Because of God, our confession, we can say that today is the day that Jehovah has made. And we can say we will rejoice and be happy, glad in it. We say that circumstances, situation could be totally adverse, but we don't have to confess that. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We say those heavenly things, heavenly words, and God will give us heavenly perspective. And we can say, we can act, we can move with confidence. He builds us with confidence. So from each one of us, I communicate this point many times when leaders come to my home or I visit leaders' meeting when I'm inspired to, and when I get to share, then I will many times say that because everyone is Christ as He is, you are in Christ's stead. Instead of Jesus here physically, you are in Christ's stead with the capability. All authority in heaven and earth is given to me and given to then us, each one of us. So, through you, as we not walk by sight, but walk by faith and move in the invisible, like Stephen did, Glassing did, in that direction, then ministry of reconciliation. We are given. God said, I have given to you the service of reconciling the world people. Those who are ready, God knows ready ones, to God. We take them to God, connect them to God. They are to depend upon God, not depend upon us, but to be led by God that way. And He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So it's there, in your heart. Word is near you, in your heart, in your mouth, in your heart. So it is real, and we communicate this. Therefore we say, eventually, it may start with one, like Stephen's one, Sharma, one, Dilip, one, Sushima's working partner, Rahul's aunt, that one, the millions God will bring to our path. So that's our right confession, and we expect see that which is not visible. Things which are not seen, but we know, and God encourages us, if we will make decision to look to God and really God to bring to pass all wonderful things, then He will help us that we can see those things which were not as though they were. Consider not, but give glory to God. Focus on God and give glory to God. So, today is the day to move forward with God. And that one mighty labor through one, millions will be produced, is on the way to us. Like I desire more such ones, more. And I want to encourage such mighty laborers from all over the world, One country, one such one God will bring to me, I will encourage, I will connect them to you and show your way. Because God wants all men to be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of the truth, this truth, not how to read the Bible without God, God's help. It won't take you anywhere. But with God, when we will decide to do it His way, receive with meekness, engrafted word, we can receive with meekness, and we continue to walk in it, then happy life. It's not a martyr life. It is the best way to live, prosperous way to live, not an happy way. It's prosperous, result-oriented. God is result-oriented, good results, excellent result-oriented. And He wants to do this favor. He wants to work for us. He wants to do this favor. So all grace abound, I think. I don't have to understand, but I think that all grace abound towards me. What is the main thing? That is connected with sowing seed. So I figure it out. This is really excellent things for me to do. Years ago. So I never failed to do that. But kept on increasing. Sowing seed increased. Now so much that I'm very happy that there's no shortage. And that's happening with many now in India, Nepal, and other countries also. God is able to do. Then God is able to make all of His favor. He can work for you with strength, focusedly. That's grace, favor. God is able to make all of this great favor. He can orchestrate dynamically in your life, in your family, that you always having all sufficiency. Sufficiency, satisfaction in all things may abound unto every good work. So that is also connected. Every good work, abundance of these good works, multiplication. So we emphasized these things continually. And those who are wise, they build it on that rock. And they are getting really great benefits, dividends. So, okay, I want to share this.